Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
So yesterday when the NFL schedules were released, the social media departments of all the NFL teams come out with videos. Many of them are funny. Some of them are very, very funny. The best one probably of all time, and maybe never topped, to be the one that the Tennessee Titans put out a few years ago, where they just showed logos to fans of the teams that the Titans were going to play and said, "Who's this?" And they would... The fans had no idea, and they were guessing. You know, be a Saints logo, and they'd say, the Rams? You know, one of them was like, "Oh, that's Dallas." And they'd say, you know, they're playing. It was a Colts logo, and they say, "Oh, that's Dallas." And then the graphic would pop up, "Oh, that's Dallas, October 11th, you know. And
Kang might want to rethink moving to Tennessee. May want to rethink that. Maybe not so bright.
Oh, yeah, the state he'd move to. Mm-hmm. So, the Titans crushed it again. We retweeted it if you want to see it at Doug Gator 971. Oh, the Colts. Whoa. They had to take theirs down because they insulted just about everyone, but they might have crossed the line with Tyreek Hill.
Well, they only apologized for one. They apologized to two. They apologized to Microsoft.
For their Minecraft, they stole it all from all the graphics from Minecraft.
And then they apologized to Tyreek Hill for what they put in the Miami thing, which you describe as?
Well, I mean, it was a Minecraft graphics. It was a dolphin with the name Hill swimming over it, and the Coast Guard pulled up to arrest him. Of course, making fun of his arrest last year. And I mean, but there were other things. They ripped on everybody. They ripped on the two reporters at the combine that got into the fight at the Starbucks. Hysterical. I mean, they were just...
That's hysterical.
Nobody was safe, and they eventually took it down.
There's one that I think if you see it, you will think it's the greatest thing of all time.
Me?
Yeah.
The Ravens severance one?
Yeah. Okay, I haven't seen it. I haven't, because I haven't watched Severance.
Let me just start with this. Having watched Severance, okay, they nailed it in terms of mimicking the Severance, like lines from Severance and scenes from Severance with people in the Ravens organization. If you did not see Severance, you'd be like, what the hell is this? Which, Kang, you watched it.
Gator, I watched the entire 6-minute video.
Yeah, I saw it was over 6 minutes. I'm like, I don't have time to do this.
I don't know what the hell I just watched. I don't know who they're playing, when they're playing. It was the weirdest schedule release in the history of schedule releases for someone that did not watch
Because you don't watch Severance, and I haven't watched it yet either, so I won't watch this video until I see Severance.
No,
Doug lives and dies by Severance. He thinks it's the greatest thing in the world. So because of that, do you love the Ravens video?
No, I actually don't. I think it's confusing.
But is it confusing? It's not for the masses. Things. It's for people to watch Severance. So
I'm impressed with the level of detail they went to mimic Severance. I wasn't particularly entertained. I don't know what it had to do with the schedule release. The detail is incredible. 6 minutes is way too long.
Wow.
I mean, I'll just say this. I'm just going to, and you're going to go, what? The scene with the goats, it was a bit much.
What?
Yep. Everybody's seen Severance. You know about the goats, but I believe it was Eric DaCosta, their GM, holding a goat with a baby bottle saying they're not ready yet. Like, everyone's seen Severance, know what that's about, but I'm not even sure they made it super clear what the goats were kind of an unnecessary, but whatever. Point being, Scott, I was like, okay.
So even you,
even me was like,
a diehard Severance fan is like, it's not good.
Yep. Now, the Titans won, Tennessee Titans, your social media department, they're brilliant.
I saw three of them this morning. I watched the Lions, which is, it's fine. It's a drone footage flying around the city at different landmarks and stuff like that. Then you get each matchup for each week, and it's fine. I think 5 years ago, we'd say, oh, that's cool. You know, and the way the drone flies, there's like there's a rooftop deck somewhere in town. Mm-hmm. It looks cool. So I watched that one. I watched the Pittsburgh Steelers, which was having a couple of players that are going on a Sasquatch hunt, which always has me interested, you know, because squatchy territory. And so I won't spoil the end, but it's entertaining. It might be long, and it is. It's like over 5 minutes long. But then I watched Atlanta's, and I did because I was going through ESPN.com today, and it said that Atlanta and Pittsburgh stole the show with their schedule releases. Atlanta's is fantastic.
Is it?
It uses the graphics from Mario Kart.
Okay.
And it's amazing. You know, you pick who you want to drive, you pick the schedule and all. So they use Bijan Robinson to drive the cart, and they're looking at the different months of the schedule, and it's just on this long track, and you're going against the teams that you're facing and different ways to eliminate those teams, and it's cool. And there's like an appearance of, you know, pixelated Rich Eisen running at one point. It's just, it's good. Okay, yeah. So I would highly recommend watching that one.
All right, Gator. Yesterday you guys made fun of me again because of something I was eating. It's not technically a Pop-Tart. It's not done by Pop-Tart. It looks like a Pop-Tart. It's shaped like a Pop-Tart. We get them at Target. They're called protein pastries, brown sugar and cinnamon flavored protein pastries. It has 20 grams of protein. You guys saw me eating one of these yesterday and asked what it was. I told you, and you were amazed and not amazed at the same time. So I brought one in for you to try. Kang, you said you didn't want one.
No, I mean, before you try to give us this fake Reese's that we called feces.
Yeah.
Because it's fake.
Yeah.
This is a fake tart, so I'm going to call it a fart. So go ahead, Gator. You can have at it, and I'm out.
I mean, if you want to break off a little, Kenny, do you want to try it?
Oh, Kenny's out too.
I mean, all I ask is that you keep an open mind.
Well, I have like protein bars at home. I'm fine with it. Let's go.
So this is a protein pastry shaped in, like a Pop-Tart. And Gator, I'm offering you one to try it.
Oh, it's from Legendary Foods.
You already, you're not going to give this a chance.
What are you talking about?
You're not going to give it a chance. It's brown sugar and cinnamon flavored. Gator is opening it up. You can hear the paper crinkling.
I can already smell the bland taste, but let's go. Here's the thing. As I try to break off a piece, you don't break off a piece, you bend a piece.
It's bendable?
Dude, look at this.
Oh, this is definitely a fake tart.
And finally, it kind of breaks apart at some point.
Fake tart.
Okay.
Not a real Pop-Tart.
Gator bends it until it breaks.
I'm ready to put the fart in my mouth.
He's going
to
put the fake tart, the fart in his mouth.
Oh, God.
And
what are we thinking? I mean, Gator? I can't tell by his... He's still chewing, so...
Yep.
What? I can't tell. Is he going to like this? It's not as bad. Not terrible. He would have spit it out.
I think so. He's spit out some of what I've given him before.
All right, here's the thing. It's not good, but it's not. It's like on a scale of, what do we do, 1 to 12?
Yep.
It's a 4.
Bottom third.
Yeah, I mean, if it's there, I need something to eat, and it happens to be in the pantry, I'll grab it. But what it tastes like, At some point in your life, I'm going to guess, Kang, that you have had a protein shake.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. You know how you get it totally tastes different? Like, oh, no, it tastes just like a chocolate shake. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. There are some that do, but like those original ones with protein powder, you put it in, and particularly like the vanilla ones, it's got that flavor of that vanilla flavor. That, okay. And it's kind of like that. Yeah. But I am hungry.
So you're going to go for a second bite.
You're going to eat it? Yay. You're not going to eat the whole thing, are you?
I said it's a four. I mean, it's not a one.
So a four is acceptable.
Yeah, for Gator. The Gator scale, four is...
I said, if I'm hungry and I got nothing in the pantry but this, I'm like, all right.
All right, so... But you won't go out and purchase these?
No.
All right.
Someone just texted, it sounds like drywall.
Yeah, but it has 20 grams of protein. There's no protein in drywall.
And you can taste every gram of it.
Well, it's not meat. All right, so.
No, but it's that. It's that synthetic protein that you can taste. That's what it is.
Yep.
I mean, do you understand that?
Well, let me just say this. If I'm going straight up by taste, and the only measurement of its quality was taste, Pop-Tarts taste better.
Right, but we know you, and you're slow to admit this, but. That's not why you bought it.
Because it said
20
no
grams
question.
Of protein. That's the only reason you bought it.
Yeah, there's no question. It is an alternate, less sugary snack that actually has the 20 grams of protein.
It's so funny that it literally bends. It doesn't like a Pop-Tart like snaps, boom, I'll have the corner and I'll, you work your way in. This is like, it bends.
Yep. Gator, if you have a hole in your wall anywhere in your house, go ahead and use these Pop-Tarts. And fill that hole.
The filling is spackle.
Spackle with protein.
Who knows? Maybe spackle's got protein.
It didn't stop you from eating it.
No, I did. It's a four. And I'm hungry.
What would be unedible? What on the scale of 1 to 12 would be unedible?
I would spit out a 2.
Okay. And you'd spit out a 2. Mm-hmm. You would take one bite and not finish?
Right.
What about a 3? Would you finish a 3?
Probably not.
I just want to know where the floor is. So this is.
I'm not sure I'm finishing this, but I'm almost done.
Well, here's the thing about this, is that it literally just barely crossed the threshold for you to finish the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any worse, you wouldn't have finished it.
Probably not.
Hey, do you know what your home's water score is? Telltale signs like water spots, dingy laundry, or dry skin indicate your water score needs to get better. Improve your water score. By calling CGC Water at 855-339-4242. This month, get a free Kinetico reverse osmosis system with the purchase of a Kinetico Premier softener. If you're not filtering your water, you are the filter. Don't be the filter. Call 855-339-4242 or visit cgcwater.com today. Improve your water score. Contact CGC Water Treatment and Plumbing, your authorized independent Kinetico dealer, and tell them Doug Karst sent you.
I hope I'm not going to get those burp out gross. The gross out burps from the protein.
I will keep finding snack foods that I like, and I will keep bringing them in for you to taste test.
Well, those corn chips, the elote corn chips were good.
Yes, those are from
Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's, the organic elote corn dippers.
I have a feeling Trader Joe's wouldn't stock something like the... Legendary Foods, 20 grams of protein, bendable Pop-Tart.
Yeah, well, that I got a target. So if anybody wants the 20 grams in their Pop-Tart, I mean, it's not a Pop-Tart. It's a breakfast Pop-Tart. Breakfast pastry.
Have you ever put it in the toaster?
I have.
Does it become less bendy?
So what's funny is the bendy has never been something that's bothered me.
No, it's more bend.
So but it's just like the regular Pop-Tart. The difference between it warm and not doesn't make that much of a difference to me, so I don't even bother toasting them.
Wow. I don't normally toast a Pop-Tart, but I like the banana bread Pop-Tart.
Yeah.
When you toast it, it's much better.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I like it just fine without toasting it, but if you have the time to toast it, do it. This thing, I'm I was just curious. Like, you say you have toasted it.
I have toasted it. Yeah.
Is it become less bendy?
I don't know. I never paid attention to the fact that it was bendy.
Well, was it flaky? When you toasted it? Or is it just warm?
It was just warm.
Yeah. I tell you, man, this thing was bendy. I could have wrapped it around a pole.
I tell you, dude. It's like Flex Seal. Bam!
I fixed my canoe.
Right?
And my gutters. And this fish tank.
Flat tire, Flex Seal.
Yeah. I'm worried now. Is this thing going to like get stuck in my bowels and just like adhere to the the colon wall?
Oh no.
Am I gonna Or is it gonna have another adverse effect and like no, it'll come out all right. It'll come rushing out.
Well, I'll bring more if you want.
No, thank you.
Ken, you sure you don't want to try it?
I'm so good with my decision
you
not to try it.
You are good with your decision.
I'd rather get punched in the junk by my four-year-old again.
I mean, I did finish it.
Right?
But I'm not the guy to ask.
You was really hungry, man.
Can't let it go to waste. I was really hungry.
Okay, so I'm workshopping a theory here. Last night in the Tiger game, Kerry Carpenter, who, by the way, it felt like he was robbed of two home runs.
Right?
He hit a ball so hard to right, fooled the cameraman who tilted the camera up into the crowd to see it land. You kind of missed the fact that it hit the very, like, a foot from the top of the wall.
Yeah, it was well below the yellow line. Yeah.
It hit so hard that it just, immediately ricocheted to the outfielder, who fired it back in and held Carpenter to a single. Like, yeah. That was, at the minimum, that was going to be a double. Looked like it was going to be a home run. Turned out to be neither this a home run or a whatever. He had that, and then he had the fly ball deep to right, and it got pulled back-ish. Okay? So if you didn't see it, and I'm sure everybody saw it, but if you didn't see it, William Abreu was the one that jumped up and had his glove on it, but and as he was pulling it back in, the ball got dislodged from his glove, and the center fielder Rafaela came over and actually caught it for the out. And there was a lot of response in the baseball world. I've never seen that before. But I'm workshopping an idea here, Gator, and you tell me, am I crazy? Just tell me if I'm wrong. I think slow pitch softball guy has seen this all the time.
Maybe.
For two reasons. One is players aren't as good and softballs probably pop out of their gloves all the time. Two is much more condensed field, so players are closer to each other. I was like, I bet. As much as people are saying, I've never seen that before. I bet slow pitch softball guy has seen that before. And maybe even done it before. Not necessarily pulling back a home run, but a ball pops out of one player's glove and into another's glove. That's my theory. I could be wrong. I figure slow pitch softball guy can attest to this. 2485399797. Am I wrong?
Here's what I'm going to say: you're wrong, because I don't think the softball guys get close enough together in the outfield to make a play like that.
Well, it doesn't have to be in the outfield. I'm just talking about out of one glove into another for an out.
The other thing is, softball guy is going to tell you whatever you want to hear, and then some. Slow pitch softball guy is rather proud of their accomplishments. Slow pitch softball guy has their stats, right?
Some of them, yes. And I'm aware of them.
I think most of them do. They wear the baseball pants. They have multiple bats, multiple gloves. I mean, the slow pitch softball guy it's a whole different animal.
Well, but that has nothing to do with whether or not slow pitch softball guy's really into it. It's just, I bet slow pitch softball guy has seen this before. Pop out of one glove and into another. Not necessarily robbing a home run, but.
I think they will embellish and tell you whatever you want to hear and then go beyond that. So not only did I see that.
Hit 670.
There was a cat that came on the field, rolled up the guy's shoulders, and as he's like, oh, it hits off his glove, bounces straight up in the air. I was in center field, and I was sprinting over as hard as I could. I tripped over a rock because we were playing over at Stapleton Field, and you know what Stapleton Field's like. It's just a landmine out there. I tripped over it, and I managed to turn my glove right side, and I dove and caught it before it hit the ground for the third out of the game.
Does this did we just stumble upon something to be added to the list?
That's what we're talking like, about back here. Is this a guy?
Softball Gator? Guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gator, do you think softball guy knows his OPS?
Yes, 100%. 100%.
Exit velos, launch angles.
Back right, in 24, anyway. I had a 1,200 OPS.
Let's go to Mike. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Mike.
Our team was loaded.
Hey, I'm slow pitch softball guy.
All right.
And I have seen that before. In slow pitch softball, you play four outfielders. So right. Not only a condensed field, but you have less ground to cover.
True. That's true.
And the one I saw, it bounced off the left fielder's head, and the left center fielder caught it at the fence.
It bounced off dude's head?
Yep.
Like Jose Canseco, but it stayed in the field of
twisted,
play.
He got twisted, turned the wrong way, recovered, hit him on top of the head, and the other guy caught it at the fence.
Wow. All right. So I was right on one case. Was Dudu hit him in the head? Was he okay?
Oh, yeah. He's a great player.
No, I don't mean is he a good player. I mean, was he physically okay after he took a softball off the head?
Hey, he had a little cut, but he kept playing.
All right. Well, there you go. He was determined.
Kept playing, man. Bleeding all over the place.
What did you
took 17 staples to close that wound, but he kept playing.
What did you think of that play last night?
I thought it was amazing. Because I would not have expected a center fielder to get over there to help his teammate out and get that close where he can help him out. Like you see that play where, you know, a guy's going to back him up, he's going to go to the wall, he's ready to play it off the wall. But not to the point where he's close enough where if the guy's going to like bring the ball back into the field of play, that he's going to be there for the tip drill, you know?
Yeah.
It was very impressive. All also right, well, because it was baseball and not softball.
We have to add to the list. This is the list of people Gator strongly dislikes.
It's only the guys. It's the guys that's going to talk, right? Those people guys who just can't wait to tell you all their stats and stuff, which is the majority of slow pitch softball.
People who tell them what to do. Bicycle guy on sidewalks are all cyclists. People who point. Wave starter guy, Ken Griffey Jr. Zach Brown beard guy. Visor with fake hair guy. Clowns, mimes, bacon craze guys. People who claim they felt earthquakes in Michigan. Singing hot dog tool. People who use the term autumn. Current Tulane and former Georgia State basketball coach Ron Hunter. Mustard only on hot dog guy, Jim Belushi. Apple genius bar guy. People who use Apple products. Kids, all of them. Former closer Brian Wilson. Wrigley Field fans. People who brag about getting things done in the morning. Guys who work the aisles on flights. Vested facial hair hipsters. Striped overall guy. Callers who start by saying, let me give you a history lesson. Sympathetic Patriot fan. Pound the glass guy. All too giddy Negan fans. Lack of parking space etiquette guy. 26.2 sticker guy, 13.1 sticker guy, M22 stick figure guy, stick figure family tools, Cubs fans who thinks America loves the Cubs, former college football analyst Ed Cunningham, giant canoe who parks in handicap spots, Gators overly aggressive personal training guy, vapors, ESPN college basketball analyst Dan Dockich, Sports Illustrated cover caption writer, bow tie guy, James Franklin, Roy Williams, Joel Klatt, Jimmy Powers for his onion policy, Greg Perfect Bracket Nigel, people who back into parking spots, New Orleans attorney Frank D'Amico, family playing golf in front of Gator on August 23rd, 2019, Bloomin' Onion wannabe Jake Sievers, Los Angeles City Council, MLS teams with FC in their name, people who voted for Muehlbach on October 21st, 2020, Monolith, Dr. Oz,
Monolith.
Condiment packets, particularly on golf courses, get in the hole guy, jet ski riders, Los Angeles coach, Los Angeles Rams coach Sean McVay, Chicago Bears coach Ben Johnson, and softball guy.
You just made the list.
I think we need to add that list at some point. There's a lot that needs to go. We're just, we don't pay attention to anymore.
Like what?
Like the Zac Brown band beard guy. We don't see that guy as much anymore.
No,
it's been
we
around
don't,
for a while.
But it's funny. In fact, I feel like this is all, you can kind of trace the show back.
Well, you can because there's you've got a timeline where you say back in 2019, the family that I came across when I was playing golf that wouldn't let
singing
me play
hot dog
it.
Guy hasn't well, been guy, around for a while.
No, he hasn't been, but he can stay in perpetuity.
All right, it's Carson Anderson, 97.1, The Ticket.
Hey, looking to upgrade your outdoor space? Well, Builders First Source has you covered. With four Metro Detroit locations, they specialize in top-quality composite decking with brands that you trust like Trex, TimberTech, and AZEK. So whether you're a DIY enthusiast or you need a certified installer, their expert team will help you build the perfect deck that stands the test of time. Visit one of their locations today in Lapeer, Auburn Hills, Clinton Township, or Shelby Township and discover why Builders First Source is your go-to for decking. Quality, service, and unbeatable value, that's the Builders First Source promise. Search buildersfirstsource.com.
Today is May 15th. Born on this day in the year 1974, A.J. Hinch. Happy birthday to A.J. Hinch.
He's born in 74?
Yep.
Feel old.
AJ, you are good at your job.
No. AJ, you are great at your job. I think he's a great manager.
He's doing a hell of a job for this Tiger team.
He's done a hell of a job where he's been.
They win again last night. They sweep the Red Sox. Take that, Alex Bregman. Take that. It did come up in the post game if AJ wanted to discuss his quote from years ago, either sign with us or we'll beat you. He opted not to talk about that.
No, he did not. he said when Rieger asked him the question, his response was something to the effect of, I'm not going to take the bait. I really appreciate the effort, though. It's a good effort, but I'm not taking the bait.
I mean, look, it's kind of a sidebar to the Boston series, right? Alex Bregman, long flirtation, courtship. It was a courtship that was going on.
Yeah.
And then an ultimate rejection. And as we all know, we all look out for our own best interests, and including Alex Bregman, who opted to not sign here. It actually is somewhat gratifying to see, you know, the fact that the Tigers have turned into what they've turned into. The AL East has long been considered the powerhouse of Major League Baseball. Yankees, Red Sox, Blue Jays, they just spent a ton of money on Vlad Guerrero. Orioles were the up-and-comer. Do you know what the Tigers' record is right now against the American League East?
5-1, 8-1. Is it 8-1?
It is 8-1. Well done.
I think.
Nice job.
Well, they swept Boston. They swept Baltimore, and went 2-1 against the Yankees.
That's their best record against any other.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Division. They are 8-1 against.
But wait, isn't the Central terrible?
Oh, no. Oh, no, it is not.
But that's what people said. The Central's a joke of a division.
It's yeah, the Comedy Central.
500.
Yeah, this division, it might be the best in baseball. And the Tigers, look, they're 3.5 games up. Does it feel like they should be more up? I mean, yes and no. 3.5 is the biggest lead in baseball. The Yankees are 3.5 ahead of the Toronto Blue Jays, but Tigers are 14 games over. The stuff against the East is incredible. Where the Tigers are, I just can't get over where Baltimore is and where the Tigers are. If you had given Tiger fans a chance to switch place with Baltimore 10 months ago, everybody would have done it.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, we'll take your team and your system. Now the Tigers have almost twice as many wins. They are one shy of having twice as many wins. Tigers 29 wins, Baltimore 15. The Tigers minor league system ranks number one in baseball, according to MLB.com. It's ahead of Baltimore. What the hell happened? And how did it happen so quick? And there are all kinds of ways you can talk about the Tigers getting love. Yesterday, there was an old school GM, Jim Bowden, on The Athletic, who did his list of top 10 surprises in Major League Baseball. He had the Tigers as number one, but his concluding sentence was, without a doubt, the Tigers are for real. Today, totally different perspective. Sabermetrics dude did the full dive where he looked at the Tigers' expected on-base percentage and their defensive runs saved and their BABIP and all these different ways. Their FIP, their expected FIP, all these ways to look at the Tigers. And he concludes the Tigers are doing everything well, and that's why they've emerged as one of the true power teams in baseball. In fact, one of his conclusions is that they're hitting the ball hard enough that they should actually be scoring more. So it doesn't really matter how you look at the Tigers, whether you're full analytics guy or old school baseball observer. They're getting the stamp of legitimacy from all over baseball, which is awesome because I think it's still a little bit weird because you look at the lineup, and you don't see Juan Soto. And you don't see Bryce Harper. And you don't see Shohei Ohtani. And you don't see Mike Trout. You look at the lineup and you see Zach McKinstry. And you see, I mean, I shouldn't downplay everybody. Riley Green's turning into a big name.
Well, they've gotten consistency. That's the thing, is that with Riley Green, Spencer Torkelson, and now Javi Baez, you're getting consistent production from those guys in addition to every couple games the other guys creep up. You know, I mean, what Trey Sweeney's done over the last few weeks is incredible. You look at Colt Keith is hitting .315 since the end of April. Even Justin Henry Malloy is hitting above .300. in his last like 10 games. It's or 6 games or whatever it is. It's impressive going through the lineup and seeing everyone contributing. Dylan Dingler has been consistent throughout the year, just driving the ball. You know, it really is it's a deep team that can obviously be better. You can always add to it and make it better. But at this point, you're trusting what Scott Harris is doing. You're trusting what AJ Hinch is going to do. And almost like what the Lions do, I feel like the Tigers aren't going to add a player to the team unless they fit into what the Tigers are looking to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no question they made an effort to try to get Alex Bregman. And they thought they had Bregman, and Bregman eventually said, you know what? No, I'm going to go with the shorter term because they're going to pay me $40 million a year to go to Boston. And I have opt-outs after the first 2 years. So, you know, if Bregman has a great year like he's having right now, does he want to opt out of that contract so he can sign a 6-year deal for $240 million in the offseason? He might. And would the Tigers be interested? They might. But, you know, that's... It just says that there are players that fit a type that they're looking for throughout baseball. But right now, they've got a whole team full of them. So how do you improve on this? There are positions they can improve, but you don't have to worry about it just yet.
No, you don't. That's a great thing, is there's still a lot of baseball to be played where they can figure out what their real true needs are. And something's going to emerge that might become, I would imagine, is going to become rather obvious. Well, let's get to your open line calls. Kurt in Clinton Township here on 97.1. Hi, Kurt.
Hey guys, how's it going?
It's going great.
I agree with you. It is going great. And we've had it across a bunch of our sports. With Michigan and their culture in 2023, they won a national championship. A lot of that was based on culture. Same thing with any of our championship teams. And I think with what happened last year, you know, Scott Harris had a clear thing. Dominate the strike zone. That was his mission. Find players who would dominate the strike zone. And that's what they've done. They've created a culture around that and got buy-in. And because of the run that they had last year, when they, you know, really focused on that philosophy of working counts, getting better pitches, being gritty at the plate, and then our pitchers coming out and dominating the strike zone and throwing more first pitch strikes than any other pitching staff in the league and getting ahead of hitters and being able to work the counts as a pitcher to put other hitters at disadvantages, it's unbelievable. Just that one simple philosophy, what a difference it's made. But more importantly, the culture they've created and the buy-in that they have from the kids that are out there playing baseball for us right now is just unbelievable.
So a couple things about this, Kurt. I mean, I'm pretty sure they're top 10 in both on-base percentage and opposing teams' on-base percentage. Like, they're doing a good job at getting on base, and they're doing a good job at keeping the opponents off base relative to the competition. Give me a second on that.
Their on-base percentage is sixth in baseball at .334.
And their opponent's on-base percentage is .224. So they're 110 points better than their opponents?
Which is fifth in baseball, yep.
Yeah, and a guy like Colt Keith is a perfect example of that, who doesn't have the highest batting average or anything, but he just finds a way to get on base.
Circling, right? Yes, Kurt, it's a very valid point. They've done exactly what Scott Harris said. When you say fifth in baseball, the difference between their on-base percentage and their opponent's on-base percentage is fifth in baseball?
No, they're fifth in baseball and their opponent's on-base percentage, but okay. I can try to figure that out.
I would imagine that it's first in baseball. Their on-base percentage compared to their opponents? I mean, 110 points is a lot. There might be somebody with more. But
the Yankees might be better. The Yankees' on-base percentage against is .209.
Holy cow.
The Yankees on base percentage as a team is .347.
Well, that's better.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. Speaking of baseball, it's back in the D, and Twin Peaks can't wait to host you for all your Detroit baseball action. Starting this season, the way they ended last year, there's a lot to be chesty about, isn't there? Solid pitching, good hitting. Team has been very entertaining to watch. Why go to Twin Peaks for baseball? Why not? For starters, each lodge boasts over 50 TVs, so you'll never miss any of the strikeout, stolen bases, and grand slams. Each lodge has upgraded their entertainment packages, boasting numerous 98-inch TVs for your viewing pleasure. Pair that with the coldest draft beer in the country, poured into teeth-chattering 29 degrees into a mug that's been freezing for over 6 hours. They also feature an extensive bar with all your favorite high-end bourbons, tequilas, and craft cocktails. Shot specials like the $4 Jack Daniel's flavors, Screwball, Jose Cuervo, Devil's Reserve, and they're available to start your jumpstart your evening, rather, and you don't want to drink on an empty stomach. The cooks are there daily at 10 a.m. preparing scratch-made favorites like the house-smoked brisket, ribs, wings, and hand-cut New York strips. It's the ultimate man cave experience. Come see the difference today. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Okay, got a question for you, Kang. What are you doing after the show today?
I am going to pick up my daughter from school.
The one that loves you or the other one?
Yes, the one that actually acknowledges me.
Okay.
I probably won't be able to pick up the other one because she'll probably yell out stranger danger or something like that. So it might be bad news, that one. Mommy might have to pick her up.
Yep.
Then I'm going to go home, relieve the babysitter of her duties, of the younger one that we just spoke of.
Okay.
And then later tonight, we have a Mother's Day dinner because we were unable to celebrate that last Sunday.
Okay.
You're missing something.
You are missing something.
Oh, Thursday Mo.
Are you working in the Thursday Mo?
Yeah, I'll get it in.
Okay, here's my question. Last Thursday, did you mow?
Yeah.
I did too. It's the first Thursday Mo of the year. I walked outside today and I looked at the lawn and I'm like, no, I'm not sure it needs to be mowed.
You don't need it?
Yeah, and I think I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah, you should.
I think I'm going to do it anyway.
No, mine definitely needs it, so I have no choice.
I mean, even if
it, you should.
Yeah, you know how it looks when it really needs it, when your lawn really needs to be mowed? It doesn't look anything like that. It's perfectly acceptable.
Yeah, so my pond is opening up for the first time. Like the pond guys came out yesterday, changed the water out and cleaned the rocks and all the stuff, and it happens once a year. It's the spring cleanout for the pond. And then I got to fill it all way back up with water. It takes hours to fill that pond up with water.
So, yeah.
I saw the first frog of the year.
Did you?
Saw the first frog of the year for me. He was a big one, too.
How the frog and the dog get along?
That's a great question. Normally, the frogs will stay in the pond, so, you know, she doesn't notice them. Because she doesn't go into the pond. She
not yet.
Well, it's been 10 years. She hasn't gone into the pond. She does straddle the waterfall, kind of stands in the waterfall and drinks water from the waterfall.
Yeah.
But she doesn't go into the water to this point, knock on wood. It's been 10 years and she hasn't done it. So that's good. But there was one time that she came to the door and she had her mouth closed. I'm like, what's in your mouth? And I saw a little leg
hanging out.
And it was a toad. I'm like, get that out of your mouth. And I freed the toad. I'm like, what is the matter with you? Said, I don't know.
I'm a dog.
I was going to bring it a toad.
Put stuff in my mouth.
I wasn't going to eat it. I was just going to carry it.
I think I've come to the realization that my life is so bad that I'm looking forward to mowing my lawn.
Even when you don't have to.
Even when I don't have to. It's the sad reality. But it does look good. You do get to enjoy it all weekend.
Yeah, and you'll see the marks in your lawn, too, though. It'll look nice.
Yeah, post-mower beer.
Yes. That's good.
The post-mower beer is great.
Yeah. Modelo or just regular Bush Light?
Bush Light Apple, okay. All right, here we go. Mike in Sterling Heights writes in, I've seen the pop out of the glove multiple times in co-ed softball. Rec softball usually plays four outfielders. Yep. Steven Dearborn Heights says, softball league I'm in, four outfielders. I've seen it happen more than once. Tournament softball, you won't see it happen. Now, in real baseball, I've never seen it happen before, especially when robbing a home run. Next one, Doug, you're totally right. In more casual co-ed leagues I've played, it's actually common practice to get close by a less experienced player to be there to catch any ricochets that happen. Fat Mark in Brighton writes in, I pitched one time and a pop-up bounced out of my glove, and fortunately my third baseman was right behind me and caught it. Fat Mark in Brighton, yes, this is the same Fat Mark that had a perfect game while pitching softball.
Here we go.
There you go, Gator. Softball guy.
Thanks, Fat
you
Mark.
You just made the list.
I thought you were going to give me a stat of the day. Nice job, Fat Mark. There it is. I hope you got a plaque for it.
So great. So great. Well, congratulations there, Fat Mark, for the softball perfect game.
Must be a real wizard.
What?
A perfect game. Softball.
The truth is,
slow pitch.
Pitching in softball is an art form. I know you don't, you know, if you don't, to have a really good, a guy that never walks anybody.
No, that's huge. No, I get that.
Because you pitched in the charity games we've had, right?
Yeah. Oh, Gator knows. He's a pitcher.
Please.
Doug. Yeah. Please. Gator, do you think that Fat Mark, none of his teammates talked to him during this perfect game?
Without question. Without question.
They knew?
Yeah.
Left him alone?
But didn't I have a three-pitch inning last year?
Did you?
I think I had one three-pitch inning, yeah.
Wow.
Wait, you're not that guy, are you?
No.
Okay.
I don't carry it in a card in my pocket. I'm not doing that.
He was teetering there a little bit.
I
had a three-pitch inning. Wait, what?
Wait.
Erica Erickson made a fantastic catch.
With her body?
Yeah, the ball impaled her.
Kang. Kang guns it.
The fact that there was video highlights of that is amazing.
It really
Kang
was.
Told the story on the air after that celebrity softball game. Base hit to left. Runner rounding third. Kang comes up firing, and the catcher, Erica Erickson, the ball like smashes her in the stomach. She caught it, though.
She caught it. Went backwards.
Knocked her backwards into the fence.
It's like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon effects. She held on. Nice job.
Total cannon. Absolute cannon on this guy. Well done, Kang. Anyway, the double catch thing from last night's Tiger-Red Sox game. Pretty amazing. I workshopped the theory that I bet this happens in slow-pitch softball actually quite a bit, that a ball pops out of one person's glove and into another. Maybe not pulling back the home run, but there seems to be some evidence that yes.
Yeah, and they reviewed it because they wanted to make sure that it wasn't a home run, that it didn't like hit the back of the wall and come back out.
I was never rooting for a fern to move so much in my life.
Right.
It's like, move, Fern, move.
No, and even Hinch said afterwards, he's like, yeah, you know, we were hoping that we're going to get some greenery to move. And then when we saw it up on a big screen and realized that this doesn't need to go to a crew chief review, but, you know, they did anyway. But it is what it is. It was a hell of a play. It really was. That's a heads-up play. To do that in baseball, I mean, that was impressive. And poor Kerry Carpenter.
Yeah.
He had it.
But you know what's funny about that? And I saw this. So Kerry Carpenter ends up with a single.
Mm-hmm. On a previous at bat.
On the previous home. On that one. And then that turns into an out on two balls that look like there'd be two home runs. One of them turned into a single. The other one turned into an out. But after the single, there was a shot of him at first laughing.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen this. You know, one of the reasons why they're winning? Because they're having fun. And I reject that notion completely. You know how much more fun the game is when you're winning? It's the other way around. They're not winning because they're having fun. Well, they're winning and it's fun.
I'll give you a reason why I think this correlates in this case with the Tigers. Because it's not the set lineup of nine guys. Everybody is making a contribution into why they win. You know, it's not just, oh, Carpenter hit two home runs or, you know, Riley Green went 4-for-4. I mean, it's, oh, Andy Abanez drew a walk, stole second base, went to third on a throwing error, and then comes in because Justin Henry Molloy lines a base hit to the middle of the infield off of Aroldis Chapman. I mean, these aren't the household names they're doing. So everyone has a part in it, and it ends up being fun. And, of course, you're having more fun when you win.
Yeah,
And Carpenter had a huge smile on his face yesterday after the game, too. And I have never seen anything like that, but, you know, it's cool.
I guess I would argue that you could have everybody playing a role, but if you're not winning, it's not fun.
But I think that's what makes it even better for these guys is that they can all get in on it. Like if you're just a bench player and you never see the field, you know, you're the 25th man on the roster, you just happen to be there and you get into a game once out of every five games, I'm not sure if you're having a ton of fun. I mean, I guess it beats riding the buses in the minors, but you want to play.
Yeah. Well,
you want to contribute.
Let's just say the winning is what makes all of this look fun.
Well, are they winning?
Yeah.
Last ditch. Let me just check.
They're on a pace the winningest Tiger team ever. I don't suspect they will be when it's all said and done.
Probably not.
They're on a pace to win 107 games.
They are 29-15.
Yep.
They are 17-5 at home, which matches what the 84 team did. They were, at one point, 17-5 at home. It ended up being 19-5 at home.
It's a pretty good start. All right. Hey, Baseball Insider, matchmaking deadline deals, and the Tigers get a player. See, who would be the perfect fit for each team? He gives you a name. We will get to that today at 102. Who could come to Detroit at the trade deadline? It is Carson Anderson, 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.